Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Shubhashachi Bhattacharji. President Draupadi Murmu has called for a greater role of women in policy formation, decision-making and leadership positions in the agriculture sector. The president made these remarks after inaugurating the three-day global conference on the role of women in agri-food system in New Delhi today. She said, larger participation of women at all levels in the sector will promote gender-inclusive agricultural growth. Speaking on the occasion, Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said, the platform will provide pace and direction to women-centric work in agricultural research network across the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will release the 22nd installment of Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi PM Kisan from Guwahati in Assam tomorrow. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan announced this while addressing the media in New Delhi this morning. He noted that PM Modi will release 18,640 crore rupees through direct benefit transfer to the bank accounts of around 9 crore 32 lakh farmers. The minister highlighted that the government has also launched the first phase of an AI-based digital platform, Bharat Bistar, to provide farmers with comprehensive information related to agriculture queries. Arunachal Pradesh Commerce and Industries Minister Niyata Dukam today informed the Assembly that the government has formulated a new industrial policy aimed at transforming the northeastern state into an industrial hub, offering a host of incentives to attract private investment and support new and expanding industrial units. Replying to a written question by BJP MLA Wanglin Luangdong, Dukam said the Arunachal Pradesh Industrial Development and Investment Policy 2025 provides several incentives, including reimbursement of stamp duty and registration fees, capital investment subsidy, capital interest subvention, and power subsidy. He said the policy also includes incentives under green initiatives along with SGST reimbursement, VAT exemption, quality certification subsidy, transport subsidy, export incentives, special incentives for underprivileged sections of society, and reimbursement for utilization of common facilitation centers. National Conference President and former Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Farooq Abdullah had a miraculous escape when a gunman opened fire on him after coming from behind while Abdullah was leaving a marriage function in Jammu last night. The accused has been identified as 63-year-old Kamal Singh Jamwal, son of Ajit Singh, a resident of Purani Mandi in Jammu, who told police that he was waiting for an opportunity to target Abdullah for the last 20 years. The security deployed took the accused into custody. The pistol used in the crime has been seized from the accused's possession. Further investigation is underway. Meanwhile, leader of the House in Rajya Sabha, J.P. Nadda, has assured the upper house that a comprehensive investigation will be carried out to uncover the full circumstances behind the reported attack. Lok Sabha has taken up discussion on the supplementary demands for grants second batch for 2025-26. It includes 61 grants. The government has sought to authorize gross additional expenditure of over 2,81,000 crore rupees. Initiating the discussion, Jagdambika Pal of BJP said that due to the situation in West Asia, a state of uncertainty has arisen across the world. He said the price of crude oil has increased from $88 to $119 per barrel, which will have a direct impact on fertilizers, gas and transportation. Mr. Pal said this supplementary grant is a solution to the current crisis. The Lok Sabha was adjourned till 2 p.m. following opposition uproar over various issues, including a demand for discussion on the LPG crisis. Tensions in West Asia have escalated after a maritime attack by Iran in the Persian Gulf involving commercial vessels near Iraq and the United Arab Emirates. An Indian crew member lost his life after a U.S.-owned crude oil tanker was attacked near Basra in Iraq. In a social media post, Indian embassy in Iraq said that the remaining 15 members Indian crew has been evacuated to a safe place. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.